This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams taking over next segment. I'm just speechless right now. We have the Google blacklist saying InfoWars is the number one enemy, shut us down for major whistleblowers. We had them on for an hour and a half. We got Mike Adams taking over. Leo Zagami's here. Great author, leozagami.com. Leo, what would you call this period of history we're in? Because you talk about the globalists have Hollywood, they have the Democrats, but they're losing on every front. Like, they've got all the money they stole, but all that's just digital numbers. I don't think things are going too well for them.
No, they're not going too well for anybody. I mean, even the Vatican, we have just talked about, is trying to reform their Vatican Bank because hiding what they have been doing in the last few years is becoming increasingly difficult even for them. So they want to clear up their house. But of course, when it comes down to data and artificial intelligence, that Pegasus Group project, which I talked about earlier, which saw the involvement of Sarah Ferguson and Tony Robbins, should be something we should monitor, like all the projects that regard data. Because data mining and knowing everything about our lives, it's very important for the enemy, and of course we have been given this social network so we could empower the enemy with our information. It's been like our failure, but it's also been a possibility for us to transmit maybe our information through the social media.
So you're bringing up Tommy Robinson. What Tommy Robinson are you talking about?
Tony Robbins. Sorry, Tony Robbins.
Like the self-help guy?
Yes, Tony Robbins. Sorry, the name got confused.
I know he's been targeted recently by SJWs and stuff. Are you saying, what's he involved in?
He's involved in this new project, which he presented a week ago with Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, which we find also in the black book of Jeffrey Epstein. And in this enormous new project, which they are building close to Kingman, Arizona, a project which basically is built with solar panels that help data, enormous data center built with solar panels, an unprecedented data center, which is heavily guarded. Apparently, the whole facility is already guarded like in some kind of Area 51. So when I see that kind of security, I always question what they're doing. Don't you think so, Alex?
Sure. I don't think of Tommy Robinson. I mean, I don't even know Tommy Robinson. It's just interesting wild card. We'll look into that. All right, Leo, we got 2 minutes left. Any other points you want to make about what's happening in the world right now?
Yes, I want to make an important point regarding, of course, the Italian political crisis that we are living in the last few days, because after the visit of Nancy Pelosi in Italy, apparently this visit has triggered an internal crisis that might break this government of populist forces and bring, unfortunately, once again, the left-wing Democrats that are, of course...
So Pelosi's there trying to break your border for a North African invasion.
Yeah, well, of course, we have also Richard Gere, who went on a boat, and he encouraged this massive immigration.
But he doesn't want anybody to get on his private jet. I loved how the president said, oh, get on Richard Gere's private jet.
Yes, and we have just seen a photo of Richard Gere on a lavish yacht with his wife, you know, having a great time after this show that he did on the boat with the immigrants. A boat with the immigrants that is now arriving on Italian soil, because even Matteo Salvini is now arguing with the Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte about it, but I don't think it will be possible for him to stop this invasion, because aside from the propaganda that, of course, he's doing as a politician to stop these immigrants, then the facts talk a different language. Because
Richard Gere thought there were a bunch of gerbils on board that boat. Yeah, no, he thought there were a bunch of gerbils. He heard like the boat had a bunch of gerbils. He's like, let gerbils into Europe. All right, thank you. Leo, we're out of time.
Bye.
It's an invasion of gerbils in the big giant tube right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it would be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Joined us. I don't normally engage in jokes, but Richard Gere, I forgot to cover this last week. He went out on a boat to North Africa and picked up a bunch of people to bring them into Europe. And he just said, hey, you all need to come in here and get free stuff. Now, he doesn't say, get on my plane, come to L.A., live in my mansion. And there's photos of him out on his big yacht in the Mediterranean. He's not bringing folks across on that. No, he wants you to bring people in immediately, because Richard Gere was told that North Africa has the biggest gerbils you've ever seen. And, no, seriously, he thought he was rescuing shiploads of gerbils. So, this is an incredible moment right now. Richard Gere is attempting to give free access to gerbils to Europe, so he has a full supply of gerbils. He doesn't want to pay for the gerbils or the tribbles. That's a Star Trek analogy. He doesn't want to pay for the tribbles. He wants you to pay for the tribbles, but when he wants access to a gerbil, he's going to get it, ladies and gentlemen. Or a nutria. That's right. He's moved on to nutria. He's moved on to New York rats that are up to 3 pounds. So Richard Gere has married a gerbil, ladies and gentlemen. And he did it on board a boat in the Mediterranean. So it's like J.K. Rowling's got mad at Paul Watson. She's like, open Europe to migrants, tens of millions, give them everything free, throw old people out of their old people housing, their Section 8, give it to them. And then Paul goes, hey, you own mansions all over Europe and Tasmania and everywhere. Take a few. She goes, oh, he's a Nazi, ban him. My God. But J.K. Rowling, I guess, is the gerbil. And then the gateway to hell would be Richard Gere. But let's get serious. Mike Adams is about to take over right now. That's, of course, Richard Gerbil Gere, the king of gerbils, the master of gerbils. We've heard of masters of the universe. He's the masters of gerbils. But before Mike Adams takes over, remember that we're not here without you and that we have the biggest sale going since last Christmas. We had to remove a few of the things because they sold out. The World Awakens Mega Sale, 56% off top-selling products and free shipping, and, of course, a lot more at InfoWarsStore.com. And, seriously, we're in a total war. They're really pissed we still exist, but thanks to you, we are still here on air. What about those two Google engineers for an hour and a half on air together exposing the total blueprint of lying to Congress and fixing the election and staging the algorithms and staging search results? Mike, you're an engineer. You run naturalnews.com. You're a successful guy. Hearing, I don't know if you heard those guys, but if you did or knew about it, that's history that just happened. What do you make of that?
It's truly extraordinary, Alex. I mean, they laid out the actual blueprint for the algorithms that are designed to have selective, politically motivated censorship in order to steal not just this next election, and they also stole the 2018 midterms, but every election for the entire future of this country. Google wants to control all information, which means all knowledge all history.
And you've been saying that forever, but now here are the documents where they want total information control, and their minion, Richard Gere, codename Lemmingwinks, is for it.
You know, this is making the case for criminal indictments, in my view, of Google executives. There needs to be criminal charges leveled against them. Because remember, Robert Mueller filed charges against some Russian company for, quote, defrauding the United States of America simply for running ads on Facebook. Well, if that's a crime, Google has committed that crime a million times over. So, and also the CEO, Pichai, I think is his name, lied before Congress. I mean, you confronted him in Washington, D.C. when he was lying to Congress, smearing you and censoring your ability to defend yourself and tell your side of the story. So it's over for Google if the law means anything. They are lawless.
You just said it. If Congress isn't totally paralyzed and idiotic, because even if they're not good guys, why would they give their power up? The U.S. has global dominance. We have the best idea. Why would they just hand it over? It's satanic. They literally want to shove America like Lemmingwinks up Richard Gere's ass. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's really it's the spiritual thing of that they want to dominate America for their own pleasure.
Well, yeah, and of course they're pushing the LGBT indoctrination of children and all this cultural programming at the same time, massive child abuse, pedophilia, everything imaginable. This is consistent with Google's warped, twisted, dark, satanic philosophy that now really determines their algorithms. So it's not only us who are being censored, Alex. It's, of course, pro-Christian websites, pro-life websites.
They have the proof that there was a, quote, they call it a blacklist. I mean, this is smoking gun. How big a smoking gun whistleblower is Zach Voorhees?
Well, these guys who have stepped forward, they are heroes. They are national heroes. They have put their lives at risk. You know, you saw how the Google called the FBI and the police to try to threaten and intimidate one of the engineers.
Oh, they've already tried to take my kids, dude. I know what they've done to you. It's not fun.
Yeah. No, it's unreal. We're being threatened right now with another lawsuit, by the way. But I tell you what, they can't silence us as long as we have the determination to tell the truth and to fight for
And as long
this,
oh. as the audience supports naturalnews.com and InfoWars.com. People need to get that we're barely making it right now. I don't want to give the enemy any help, but, I mean, it's all about the audience. If the audience gets that they're trying to suppress this and supports us, nothing can stop human intelligence. But if HUMET doesn't aid us, Mike, we're done.
Well, the audiences that watch us and listen to us, they know what's at stake. And that's why they voluntarily choose to support you and my work as well. They know that they're voting with their dollars and voting with their voices to support us because they know
in a total war. It's a total war.
In a total war. Look, if we don't win this, if Trump doesn't win, if our republic doesn't win, people will find themselves waking up in a country where everything that you own and value will be destroyed. Every business will be seized.
That's their plan. Their plan is to take all wealth away so they control you. We're trying to create wealth, folks. That's the Christ energy. We want wealth.
And they will kidnap your children if you don't submit to vaccinations. You know, the state will become the medical tyrants. I mean, they already are in many places. But understand that the economy will be, if the leftists are in charge, it'll be a centralized economy where they will steal every private business. They will steal private land. They will criminalize.
They want to end competition because they are scum.
And it will all be sold in the name of equality when what it really is equal suffering or equal torture by an authoritarian regime. And that's why defeating these people is absolutely the number one. It's got to be the top priority.
Let me throw this in. Well, your wife's from Hong Kong or Taiwan. I forget which one. But
Taiwan.
Taiwan. I mean, this we're already at war with China right now.
I know. We are very concerned about that. And, of course, you know, we've got contacts in Taiwan as well. People who are in touch with what's happening in China. There's a lot of concern that China's military assault on the Hong Kong protesters could set off an escalation of both geopolitical war and economic events.
Because let's just say it, the Taiwanese and Hong Kong folks are going to fight.
Well, yeah. Look, the Taiwan people, I call Taiwan the Texas of Asia. Taiwan people are used to being free. They're wonderful entrepreneurs. They're very intelligent. They're dedicated to freedom. They have free elections. But that's not China, you know? And remember that it was my wife's family escaped the communists of mainland China, escaped to Taiwan around 1950. My wife is from people who escaped communist death camps. So we know all about it. And that's why we're fighting for freedom right now so much globally, not just in America, but also...
But don't the communists know they take over Taiwan, their food's going to be poisoned, they're going to get stabbed in their beds? I mean, this is not Tiananmen Square.
Well, no, it isn't. And, of course, the United States will respond with strategic force, and Japan may respond as well. Don't forget, there's a very long history of China and Japan in conflict. And, you know, a lot of insane violations of
human rights. The point is that the fuse is lit.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the fuse is lit everywhere. What country can you think of that is stable right now? What cultural situation is stable? But you see, I know you know this, but speaking to your listeners, the globalists want to ignite mass chaos. They want a civil war in the United States. They want collapse everywhere else. Because
how do we counter that? How do we stop it? Straight ahead with Mike Adams. We can do it together, folks. We've shown that. We've got to be focused. We've got to pray to God. Be right back. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
Wake up in the morning.
All right, bringing it in here. Mike Adams joining you here for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. We're living in a whirlwind of chaos and deliberate attempt at destruction. And in this hour here, I'm going to bring you some additional news that maybe you haven't heard about new efforts by Bill Gates to pollute the atmosphere with a new experimental program that releases lead-contaminated dust into the atmosphere. I'm going to cover that. But first, before I get to that and some other stories, my goodness, you know, the Dayton shooter was on antidepressants, right? So Xanax was found in his blood. I'm going to get to that as well. Before I get to that, I want to ask for your prayers of safety for all the patriots in Portland who are, it looks like they're going to be subjected to some kind of a massive, maybe a false flag attack or violence. It's, you know, already in Portland, some of the patriots are being subjected to unfair arrests and accusations. It happened already today. You know, things are heating up there for the rally. Joe Biggs is on site and many other people. I don't know whose names it's okay for me to release, so I'm not going to mention any names. But there are a lot of people on site, and they need your prayers for protection. Understand that conservatives and patriots never initiate violence, and we never call for initiating violence. But we do assert the right to self-defense. And so if patriots are attacked in Portland, don't be surprised if someone asserts their right to defend themselves against a violent, potentially fatal assault by some lunatic left-wing Antifa terrorist. I hope we don't see that happen. I hope it's peaceful. But we also know that the Portland police have been ordered to stand down before. We know that the mayor of Portland appears to be an Antifa terrorist sympathizer. So the situation could be quite dire. So pray for everyone's safety there. I mean, heck, even pray for the safety of the Antifa people, if you want. Let's just have no bloodshed, okay? Let's have no violence there. Let's just let the patriots have their First Amendment right to speak. That's absolutely crucial. Another thing. Last week when I was on the show, I mentioned I was going to post a video showing exactly where to Dremel off an 80% lower receiver to prepare it for use in a ghost gunner machine. So this is how you can make, you know, an AR-15 legally. Always follow your local laws, of course, but you can make this. You have to use a Dremel tool and Dremel off anodized receivers to have six contact points where the ghost gunner can have that conductance, contact points, basically. So I posted that video. They're showing it now. If you're watching, it's up on Brighteon.com. I have not found anybody else anywhere on the internet who posted this video, so I made the video for you so that you can buy anodized 80% lowers and you can drill them out with the ghost gunner and you can legally make your own firearms for self-defense. Now, just as a note, again, follow local laws. So if this is illegal for you to do, I think that machine is banned in New Jersey, then obviously don't use it in New Jersey. I want you to always follow local laws. I do. I don't advocate violating the laws, but I also want to encourage you to exercise your rights under law. And you have a right under the Constitution and under current federal law to manufacture your own firearm for your own personal use. As long as you don't transfer it to someone else, you know, don't turn yourself into a gun dealer that's illegal. You know, you need an FFL to do that. You have to apply with ATF and all that. Don't definitely make an effort to make your own firearms because, look, if Joe Biden becomes president, which probably won't happen, but if he did, he's already promised to essentially go door-to-door confiscating all your guns. and red flag laws, in order for them to be enforced, they have to have a national gun registry. So they are going to try to identify every person that owns a firearm, even firearms that you've already purchased before. And they're going to try to come to your door and take those firearms. And that is an illegal, tyrannical act that Joe Biden would theoretically attempt to carry out. And I think that we have a duty to defend our rights. I don't know about you, but I mean, I love America. I love Texas. And I'm going to defend this republic against lawless tyrants who are violating the Constitution. And so guess what? The Founding Fathers gave you some tools to get that accomplished. And one tool is called the Second Amendment. The other is called the First Amendment. Both are under assault, but you should exercise both amendments to the fullest extent that is allowed under the law. Again, keep it legal, never initiate violence, but always be willing to defend yourself. Now, let's go to the Dayton mass shooter, Connor Betts, I think was his name, now being reported by Cincinnati.com. Perhaps you've seen this news, it broke earlier, that his blood contained Xanax. So another antidepressant drug linked to another mass shooter. How many times have we seen mass shooters on antidepressant drugs? Seems like it's about, I mean, this is just a general estimate. Maybe it's 80 to 90% of mass shooters are on this class of drugs. And he had other substances in his bloodstream as well. So maybe there were some combination effects kicking in. But you know, these antidepressants, these allow some people, because of their genetic predisposition to being unable to clear these drugs from their system, some people then become dissociated from reality. And in some cases, they feel like they're carrying out like a first-person shooter video game. And I'm not saying that video games cause this person to become a mass shooter. I'm saying that perhaps the SSRI drugs did. The mind-altering psychiatric drugs are linked to so many shootings. Sometimes the shooter doesn't realize they're in the real world. They think they're in a dream or an artificial construct like a video game. And so they don't think that there's actually real consequences to them opening fire on someone. And then I think in some cases they're shocked when they're actually shot or arrested, because maybe they snap out of that, you know, hallucination, that psychiatric cloud. And then they realize, oh, my God, this was real. They just shot somebody for real. Didn't this guy shoot his own sister? I think he did. Why would you shoot your own sister? I don't understand. Maybe there's some personal conflict going on there. But look, there's something else about that shooting that is very important to recognize. According to Cincinnati.com, two of the victims who were killed were actually shot by police on accident. The police, of course, did a great job of responding very rapidly to this shooter, who was a radical left-wing liberal, you know, Elizabeth Warren supporter, all that stuff, Bernie Sanders supporter. It's not the fault of Bernie Sanders, I'm not saying that, but this guy was a radical leftist. So police responded very quickly, which is admirable. And they opened fire on this guy, and they shot him, I think, dozens of times. I don't have the exact number, but they opened fire on the guy. Sadly, they hit two innocent bystanders, which tells you a couple of things. Number one, you know, bullet control. Even cops, I've talked about this before, even when they have good intentions, police officers who I've trained with over the years in many scenarios, police officers, especially new ones, are among the least well-trained shooters. You know, your average U.S. Marine is way better trained, in fact, well-trained as a shooter, as a rifleman, compared to your average police officer. Police officers very frequently accidentally rain down fire upon innocent bystanders. And we need to have a discussion about this. I think we need more training for cops, frankly, who respond to these situations. Anyway, we're going to go to a break. I'll be back with more about Bill Gates and his chemtrails and maybe more thoughts about the shooting in Dayton. This is the Alex Jones Show. Be right back.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me.
We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, we're going to get into Bill Gates' newest mad science experiment here. You're going to be blown away. I mean, you know Bill Gates, he has funded, well, through his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other things, he's funded a lot of rather bizarre depopulation technologies. For example, years ago, he funded an ultrasonic scrotum blaster technology. I'm not even making that up. I mean, he didn't call it that, but it's an ultrasonic birth control device for men. And what they do, sorry to be graphic, but they kind of clamp your scrotum in a giant ultrasonic machine, and it emits such a high energy frequency that it destroys your testes' ability to even produce sperm for about 6 months. Can you imagine that? I mean, can you imagine if he combines that with you know, red flag laws or something, like, oh, if you're a conservative, you have to go into the scrotum blaster machine or something. You know, that's kind of the dream of leftists. It's insane the kind of stuff they come up with. Well, now, and by the way, notice that Bill Gates is targeting men, you know, because men are bad, of course. But now, here's his newest one. In conjunction with Harvard scientists, they've come up with a new project to pollute the entire planet. It's called SCOPEX, and it means Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment. SCOPEX, S-C-O-P-E-X, SCOPEX. Now, in this experiment, they take calcium carbonate, and they release it into the atmosphere to block the sun. And this is supposed to stop global warming by blocking the sun. Basically, it's mimicking a massive volcanic eruption. Now, I don't know if you've read anything about the history of volcanoes, but there was a volcanic eruption. I think it was in the late 1700s or maybe the early 1800s that caused so much dust to enter the atmosphere that it caused food crop failures for 2 years. Okay. I think it was even recorded as like the summer without a sun. Because if you put all this ash into the atmosphere, you kill the food crops and you cause famines. You cause the collapse of civilization. This is what Bill Gates is working on now. Again, it's called SCOPEX. Now, here's something else very interesting that you can only get right here from the independent media. Turns out, and you know I run a heavy metals laboratory. I do a lot of research there. I release results all the time. Well, we've actually tested dozens of calcium carbonate products, you know, calcium supplements in bulk form, powder form, capsule form, and so on. Turns out that calcium is a natural attractor of lead, a toxic heavy metal. It causes lowered IQs, by the way. It causes brain damage and reproductive damage and cancer, all kinds of things. We have found, I think on average, between 2 and about 8 parts per million of lead in all the calcium carbonate we've ever tested. Sort of cheap, low-grade, mined out of the ground, you know, calcium carbonate minerals. This means that this Bill Gates project would be emitting not just calcium carbonate into the air, but lead. So he would be polluting the skies with lead chemtrails. So it's not just the aluminum and the barium and everything else that you're probably already familiar with. We are talking lead calcium chemtrail. Now, what would the effects be of this? Well, number one, of course, you're going to have lead falling on all the croplands everywhere around the world because it's going to eventually drop out of the sky. So you're going to have lead contamination of the entire global food supply. And remember, one of the big side effects of lead ingestion is lowered IQs. So this is not only a way to dim the sun, it's a way to dumb down the population through global lead poisoning that simply could not be avoided unless you grow food in a greenhouse, which is extraordinarily expensive. This would drop lead on the rivers, the oceans, lakes, and ponds. So there would be enhanced lead contamination of all the fish and seafood that you eat as well. This is a Bill Gates special right here. He's got it all figured out. At the same time, the calcium carbonate falling out of the sky would alter the alkalinity of the soils that it falls on. So now we're raising the pH of soils, which would deprive nutrients to plant roots because plants need some acidity in order to be able to assimilate nutrients. If you start messing with the pH of soils by raising the pH, what you do is you cause plants to absorb fewer nutrients and minerals. You cause many plants to be unable to produce as much food or as much medicine if they're herbal plants and so on. Basically, you're killing off the plant-based ecosystem of the planet. And at the same time as that, pay attention, this is astonishing. You're dimming the sun. So you're shutting off photosynthesis or shutting it down. Photosynthesis is what plants use to generate energy. Without photosynthesis, you have no food crops. You have no food web. Every mammal on the planet, which includes you and I, would die if Bill Gates' plan is rolled out. And that's his plan. Remember, Bill Gates is the king of depopulation. He wants to go down in history, I think, as the king of genocide. He wants to kill 1,000 times more people than Adolf Hitler ever imagined killing. You know, he wants to kill 6 billion people, not 6 million, but 6 billion. This is how he's going to do it. And you can't escape it. because, of course, you're breathing the same air. Everybody's sharing the same atmosphere. If it's falling out of the sky all over the planet, it's going to fall on your lawn, your food crops, your garden, your local farm. It's going to fall on grass that's eaten by cows that are dairy cows. So it's going to be in the milk that you buy at the grocery store if you're drinking milk. It's going to be in everything. This is the Bill Gates plan. This is the annihilation of humanity. Again, shut down photosynthesis by dimming the sun, alter the alkalinity of the soils to reduce nutrient uptake by plants, add lead to everything to lower IQs and dumb down human population, while you're also collapsing the global food supply. And I'm trying to say this with kind of a calm, scientific voice. I probably should be screaming at the top of my lungs here, because this is the suicide plan for humanity. It's part of it. There are actually multiple layers to this plan. But I'm trying to present this to you in the most calm, collected way possible so that you understand the facts here. The fact is that photosynthesis is the basis of all human civilization, all life, because humans need food. And you can't grow food without photosynthesis. And you don't have photosynthesis without sunlight and carbon dioxide. What is the radical left at war with? They're at war with the sun. They think the sun is bad and they want to dim the sun. They're also at war with carbon dioxide. They say it's bad, right? And they say they have to get rid of it. Because, well, they say carbon is a pollutant. Well, guess what? You're made of carbon. We're all made of carbon. And plants use carbon for this purpose. So understand, I'm really trying to drive this home with you, that number one, chemtrails are real. The chemtrails are going to be altered to now release lead, a toxic heavy metal, along with calcium carbonate. This is being run by Harvard scientists. It's already funded by Bill Gates. Again, the name of this is Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment, SCOPEX. They're going to be doing a pilot study right away with a few million dollars worth of flights, you know, airplanes loaded with this toxic dust that they're going to release. And if that's successful, if they get enough money to do this, and that money will come from, you know, George Soros and Bill Gates and who knows who else, they're going to do this to the entire planet. So people everywhere, people in third world countries who can barely get by because they can't grow enough food to feed themselves, they're going to starve to death and die. And that's part of the plan. That is part of the plan of the globalists. But it's not going to end with the third world starvation and mass death. It's going to also include you. In the United States or wherever you're watching this, you have been slated for termination. You have been deemed a useless eater by the globalists. They want to eliminate you, and they have a means to do it, and they're running the experiments right now. And then they're saying you're crazy if you believe in chemtrails while they're running chemtrails experiments to kill all life as we know it on this planet. Think about that. That's how insane reality has become. So when Alex says we are at war with these globalists, understand, the globalists are at war with humanity. They literally want you dead, en masse. They want billions of us to be dead. And they are rolling out a program to accomplish that. And they're going to survive in their underground caves for a period of time, and then they think reemerge back onto the planet. With everybody else gone, that's their plan. Much more straight ahead. Stay with us here. Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
Very clear from the Google whistleblowers who went public that Google is now engaged in espionage against the United States of America, that Google has become an enemy combatant in a war to destroy America. Now, this realization is just now hitting home to people all across America and even across the Trump administration. I'm going to get to some more details about that, but first, let me just underscore the importance of your financial support for InfoWars Store. You know, Alex never asked me to plug anything. I'm just here to say that this network, it is crucial that this network survive. And I know you're supporting InfoWarsStore.com. I want you to know I support InfoWars Store as well. Now, the products are really outstanding, very smartly formulated, and very clean. We've tested many of them in our laboratory as well. And I just got to say, you know, you have a choice of where you spend your money. Why not invest it in this network that's fighting for your survival as a free citizen in a world where freedom is at risk of being destroyed at every moment. You know, and the deals, the sales that are at InfoWarsStore.com are really quite extraordinary, so be sure to check that out. Now, getting back to Google, you know, Google's working for China, okay? So Google is developing not only Orwellian surveillance systems to keep tabs on citizens of China. They're really using China as a pilot program to roll out those exact same systems across the United States. Now remember, Google is also working on AI. So artificial intelligence is the ultimate weapon system to enslave and control humanity. And Google is sharing key AI technology with China, according to some whistleblowers who have already spoken out, and some critics, like Peter Thiel, who has spoken out about this as well. This is, you know, in World War II, a strategic resource was rubber and oil, okay? You couldn't fight a war, a kinetic war, back in the 1940s without rubber and oil. Well, the wars of the future are going to be fought with AI, AI weapon systems, AI technologies, cyber war. So whoever controls AI will control the world. Why is Google developing AI and handing it to China, a communist nation, a bully nation that despises freedom, a nation that arrests peaceful Falun Gong members and has their organs harvested to sell them on the black market? Why is Google supporting an organ-harvesting evil communist regime that's the enemy of freedom, the enemy of humanity, and the enemy of the United States? The answer should be simple. Because Google agrees with all those philosophies. Google is a treasonous, murderous, criminal enterprise, in my opinion. And Google has to be stopped. Because, look, they're working on drone technology, Terminator systems, basically, but flying Terminators, okay? Flying Terminators combined with their location recognition systems. If you're walking around with a Google phone, an Android phone, you have a location tracker on your back. And once Google wants you dead, not just silenced, but actually dead, all they have to do is dispatch a suicide drone to explode near your phone, assuming that you will be near your phone because you're probably carrying it walking down the street. So we're talking about an army of Google Terminator flying, you know, hunter-killer drones, which were sort of depicted back in the original Terminator movie from the 1980s, but these Terminator drones will be much smaller, just large enough to hold an explosive charge. Google is already more powerful than any nation. They're more dangerous than any nation. Google's more dangerous than North Korea. North Korea has nukes, but North Korea doesn't control our history, our science, our medicine, our consciousness, and our elections. Google controls all that by twisting and warping the information systems that it controls. And Google's working on Terminator robots, and they do want to kill people who are their political enemies. And Google is run by crybully, snowflake, libtard leftists who feel that they are attacked by opinions that differ with their worldview. Libtard leftists who think that they have the right to murder anyone with whom they disagree. This is what was openly talked about in the Berkeley student newspaper and student editorials calling for the killing of potential guests like Ann Coulter, for example. She would suggest things that they don't want to hear. So we're talking about leftists that respect no life. Obviously, they murder their own children, right? They want to kill their own babies. The most offensive thing to a leftist is not Donald Trump, but an infant born alive. Yeah, they want to cut off the head of Trump, but they want to cut off the genitals of their own babies and transform them into transgenders. That's how sick these people are. These are the people running Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Snapchat and Instagram, all of them. They're all anti-human, pro-communist, pro-China, treasonous actors, enemies of the people, enemies of life, enemies of babies. That's who they are, and that's why they must be defeated. Now, in defeating them, there's some potential good news. Of course, we never advocate any kind of violence against these entities. That's not the way we choose to solve problems. Trump is going to put out an executive order that could be just key to this. He's going to order, apparently, the FCC and the FTC to go after these companies in various ways. And that could be effective. But I think Trump needs to arrest some of these CEOs for treason, for sharing secrets with our enemies, the communist Chinese, and the violation of the human rights of all the American people who use their services. In fact, I think, now this is just my opinion, I think Trump needs to seize the domain names of Google.com and Facebook.com and Twitter.com, YouTube.com, seize them temporarily, not for the government to run them, but just so that you force those people to come to the table and negotiate so that they will respect human rights, freedom of speech, and stop being enemies of America. Give them back their domain names once they sign consent decrees that protects the First Amendment and national security, of course, other things like that. Why not? I mean, Obama would do it. Obama would do anything to promote his cause, which is evil and twisted. Why can't Trump use the power of government to promote national security and human rights? Just temporarily. I'm not saying the government should run these companies. Just that we should force them to respect basic human liberties, the individual liberties that are described in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's time for Trump to get tough with these tech giants. So he needs your support. I'm asking you to call your senators, especially those of you in Missouri. You have a great Senator Josh Hawley there who has really been spearheading a lot of this. But call your senators. Even Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has spoken out on this as well. He's been really good on this issue. Call your senators and tell them that you demand freedom of speech be respected by the tech giants. And if they don't respect freedom of speech, then they need to be shut down or they need to be regulated out of existence because they do not abide by the rules of civil society. Why should Google even be allowed to operate in America if they won't allow people to speak? Right? I mean, it's so outrageous. It's anti-American. It's anti-human rights. And Google is working for the enemies of America. They're working for the communist Chinese. And now that the algorithms have come out and all the blacklist files, thanks to those whistleblowers who went public and via Project Veritas, and Sarah Carter covered this as well. And of course, here on InfoWars had a lot of coverage. Thanks to those American heroes, we now know the truth. Google has done this deliberately. Google lied to Congress. Google has been deliberately blacklisting the most important independent media voices, the real press in America. We are the free press. We are the voices that actually matter, not the puppets on CNN who are given a script of what to say every day, and their voice is exactly the same as the voices on MSNBC and CBS and everywhere else. They're all the same. They're all reading scripts. No one's reading a script here. I mean, I've got a page of a couple of notes, a couple of bullet points here. There's no teleprompter here. There's never a teleprompter on InfoWars. Nobody's reading a script. We're giving it to you straight, telling it like it is. And that's why they want to silence our voices. But keep in mind that everything is at stake right now, everything. And these tech giants must be defeated. They must be dismantled by the Trump administration or maybe by some other legal means. This is crucial for the survival of human civilization. It's essential for the survival of the United States of America. If you want your children and grandchildren to have anything resembling freedom and liberty, then Google must be defeated. And the CEOs and managers of these companies must be arrested. They must be charged with the crimes they've committed. And they must be prosecuted by the Trump administration and the DOJ. Along with the deep state traitors, by the way, who may be facing prosecution very soon. We'll see what William Barr is up to, but from what I'm hearing, there are some criminal charges coming down that are going to target those deep state traitors who tried to overthrow our country, tried to steal an election, tried to frame Donald Trump, and they failed, and they got caught, and they're going to go to prison. Some of them are going to be put in a cell like Jeffrey Epstein. Tell you what, they've got some things coming. Stay tuned. Owen Schroeder is coming up next with War Room. This is InfoWars. Mike Adams filling in today. Thank you for watching. God bless America. Until next time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.